We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hold on, let me try that again. We are the Joe and Alex Show on the Radio Now 100.9. Is that sexier?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm trying. The world's sexiest accents are, drumroll please, not what I thought they would be. Big 7 Travel website. I guess it's a website, Big 7 Travel. I never heard of it, but they polled their readers on which is the sexiest accent of all time, and they crowned the New Zealand accent. I don't even know what that is, by the way. The winner.
I don't know either.
Do either one of you ladies know what the New Zealand accent would be?
Yeah. I feel like it's similar to Australian.
Yeah. Okay. So Australian, let's go with that we all know. Crikey.
You're bloody gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's
a like
little
that.
Different.
Is that hot to you? Is that like a turn on? Do you like that? Is that sexy?
I went on a date with a guy that had an Australian accent and I purposely did not call him after.
I went to college with someone from New Zealand.
What?
Yeah. And his accent was, it was cool, but it's not like it was like, oh yeah, it did it for me.
Yeah, I also nannied for a guy. The dad was Australian. I am not into that accent.
Is it a turn off though for you, Alex? If you're not into it, but you're like, oh God, stop talking. You're making me have a headache.
It's not a turn off, but it's not a turn on.
Okay.
It's just, it does annoy me a little.
I also know a guy who is Australian. I met him in New Orleans, like a group of Australians, and their accent was pretty hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Pretty hot. The guy with the New Zealand accent, I don't know if it's just because of who he was. I wasn't attracted to it. I feel like Australian accents are almost like a little bit thicker than a New Zealand accent.
Yeah, it could have been the accent, the guy that I went on a date with who was Australian, or maybe it was that he kept talking to me about how he had Crohn's disease.
Well,
could have been one of those.
That's not a first date topic.
I feel like Crohn's might have been the downer. The New Zealand was the number one. They said South Africa, Irish, Italian, and Australian rounded out the top five in the world. The U.S., we made the top 10 barely, and we got to thank the South for that one. They say a Southern accent. May you get one of those
southern accents.
But there's different types of southern accents. Yeah. There's like, hey, I sound really stupid. Or there's like Matthew McConaughey, which I can't do. Like, I think
All right.
I like to take your top off and make out with you.
Louisiana, their like accent sounds different than Alabama, which sounds different than like South Carolina. Like, I think there's different southern accents,
like
but
South
all
Carolina
of them,
accents.
Well, all of them are hot to me. I am very attracted to a southern accent.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom and I got lost in Virginia one time and we stopped and asked for directions. Could not understand the lady at all. Instead of saying what, they say wit.
Wit. Which knee?
That's remember that moonshining show that was like on A&E?
Oh, yeah.
They would have to put subtitles. They were talking English, but they were like so down in the holler, you couldn't understand them.
People were like, I don't know what the hell they just said.
Well,
make up your own interpretation.
They did that on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo as well, and they would just, because you couldn't understand them, they would make fun of it. They would just like almost like slam the keyboard, so it would just be a bunch of letters jumbled. That's what they would do for the captioning on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, like that, because they had no idea what they were saying, which I thought was even funnier.
Like, I don't get paid enough to do this damn translation.
Did French make it up there?
French was number 7. Do you know any French?
Yes. I took French in high school, got an A+. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
So you guys know,
isn't that
you went to college
ever since Porkchop knew we were doing accents, he has said that line at least 35 times.
Yeah, I don't think you went to college for that. I think you just watched MTV in fourth grade.
Is that from this song right here?
Like, yes.
What does that even mean?
It means, will you have sex with me tonight? I'm pretty sure.
Flip pancakes.
Another time I met people from Belgium one time when I was on another vacation, and they have French accents because they speak French in Belgium. Oh my gosh, so sexy. I don't think I care what the accent is. If you have some sort of accent that is different from the United States, I think it's hot.
Oh, what about?
No, like German and Russian makes me just want to like cry. It's so bad.
English.
No, I don't like those.
Water.
They just sound angry.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the
German accents, Russian. Yeah. It just sounds like you're yelling at me.
Peppa Pig. Water.
Peppa Pig, sexy.
Yeah, that's what I think. Little kids' cartoons.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, I got it. Then you guys have to think that that chick Elizabeth Holmes in that like Theranos miniseries. She's like a pop culture phenomenon right now. She's in that HBO documentary called The Inventor.
What's her name?
You know her voice, Elizabeth Holmes. Everybody makes fun of it.
What? First they think you're crazy, then they fight you, and then all of a sudden you change the world.
What?
Who the hell is that?
You guys have not
is
heard
that
about
English?
First they think you're crazy, then they fight you, and then all of a sudden you change the world.
This is like Alex's personal motto.
She faked this voice. She faked this voice to get ahead in her career. She's like a little girl like me. Her real voice sounds like high-pitched like mine, but she faked talking like a man for years.
First they think you're crazy, then they fight you, and then all of a sudden you change the world.
She literally talks like this. Like it's like if I did the Joe and Alex show, and I was like, hey guys, this is Alex. And like, so I did this voice because I thought that if I talk like a man, that I would get ahead in my career. And so I just like the entire time I worked, I would talk like this, and now I've been busted.
Can you stop? Because you're really creeping me out. Now, you're not helping the show. You're scaring me.
Now I'm going to prison because I frauded everybody. My company was fake, and my voice was fake. I hope this is turning you on.
No, I don't think I'll ever see my wiener again. Thank you, Alex.
I killed it! That was the perfect impression! You guys don't appreciate my talents!
Avenger Endgame sends a woman to the hospital. I'm now going vegan, and Crocs, they have partnered up with the ultimate partner. I'll explain coming up with Joe's Need to Know News.